So we're discussing one verse from Radharasa Nidhi. Rasleela is going on. Rasleela is always going on. It'll go on in a few days in Purnima. Kartik Rasa Purnima. So this verse is about those lotus feet. Those same lotus feet. Radharani's lotus feet dancing it. And the Ras. And all the Sakya Mandris are with her. And dancing, not with her per se, but they're all dancing with an expanded form of Krishna. And they're seeing this wonderful form. And they're just gazing at Radharani's feet and they can't look at anything else. The vision of Sri Rasheshri's 19 footmarks. Kada sumani kin kini valaya nupura porulasan maha madara mandala adbhuta vilasa rasotsave adbhuta adbhuta vilasa rasotsave api pranayano brihad buja grihita kantyo vayam param nija rasheshri charna lakshma vikshami param nija rasheshri charna lakshma Vikshamahe. Although we Sakis, this is another translation. This is a verse spoken by the Sakis. Although we Sakis are embraced around the neck by the strong arm of our beloved Sham, in the very sweet and wonderful Adbhuta, Rasamandala, and we are decorated with sashes of tinkling bells, armlets, and blissful ankle bells. We, however, we Sakis, are only gazing at the ground, admiring the marks of Rasheshri's lotus feet, left there by her dancing feet. So now we have come to the junction of word for word, word discussion, or phrase by phrase, word by word. So this is in line 5. It says, Paramanija Rasheshri, Rasheshwari Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe, which means the beautiful marks, her chin on the bottom of Radharani's lotus feet, and they were looking at those with concentrated attention, with a fixed gaze. Vikshamahe. Although the Sakis were only looking and seeing the marks from the feet of a Sheshri Radha on the ground of the Rasamandala, and we see from this verse that even though the dancers of Braj, their necks were being embraced by Sham, and they were dancing with him in the Maharas, still all their attention and minds were fixed on Rasheshri Radha's and feet, and glancing at her beautiful radiant footprints. This line of Radharasudanidhi glorifies Radha's Guna Mahima, her particular quality. As we are mentioning these various verses that are discussing her Guna Mahima, we discussed over the years here and there the Nam Mahima of Radha. There are several verses in Radharasudanidhi which describe the Nam Mahima. Yesterday we heard in a portion of the class some verse or two from Radharasudanidhi which glorify the Manjari Seva, the Seva, the Manjari's rendered to Radha, which are also included in this classic book, Radharasudanidhi. But we are presenting this class in a rather slow and systematic way, going from Nam Rup, Nam Mahima, Rup Mahima, which we discussed, now to Guna Mahima, and then we'll go to Sakhi Mahima, and then to finally, in the conclusion, we'll do Manjari Mahima and the Seva Mahima of the Manjaris, because we want to give in a systematic way. That's our inspiration. So we're selecting verses. We're not doing verse 1 and verse 2 and verse 3, because the book is written in ecstasy and the prema of Tungavidya Sakhi. So whatever she sees in Sporti, or when she's not in Spurti and laments for a Spurti, or a darshan of the Lord, of Radha and Krishna, doing seva there and writing about the service, or hankering for the darshan, or remembering the wonderful name of Radha, remembering the wonderful qualities of Radha, he just writes the verses as it happens, as the experience overwhelms him. Prabhupada Saraswati, sometimes he's identifying as a sadhaka. I'm a sadhaka, hankering for prema, hankering for the prem seva of Radharani and Manjari Bhav, Palyadasi Bhav. He represents that mood. He's a sakhi, but he's representing that mood, although some people say is Manjari Rup. Anyway, but he's a sakhi, so sakhis understand also Manjari's feelings to a large extent, not completely. So he can write and reveal that mood. So this book is very anukul for those in Raganuga Sadhana, Manjari Surup Sadhana, and Rag Marg. Not all the verses, maybe all the verses with proper explanation by Rasik Jana Snigdha Vaishnava, Sajatiya Snigdha Vaishnava, who can explain things from our particular angle of Stayurati, Bhavalas Rati of a Manjari. But there are specific verses from the Manjari's viewpoint. So he flows like that in his presentation. So therefore, I'm taking that lead. Sometimes one or two verses he's talking about Nam Mahima. Then he's in Leela. And it's Leela. Then next time he's talking about the glories of Radharani's form. And so they go like this. It's kind of a Babulas point. It's not some scientific step one. The heart system and lung system and digestive system. Nervous system and circulatory system and like this. So I'm teaching in a similar vein. And saving, understanding all these aspects of Radharani, who is our Ishtadev, who is our Praneshri, our Ishtadev, the goal of our life. The Prem Seva Radha is the goal of our life. Radha Dasyam is the basic Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, which Swabhakti Shriyam, the service of Radha, and Bhavalas Rati, which is in one sense a separate Rati, another sense it's an aspect of Parakiya Bhav, Madhura Rati. Different views of that. But it's a special unique bhav called Bhavolas Rati. It's a special Rati, but it's actually simply an expansion of Radharani's heart, which is Madhura Rati. And it manifests in a particular form of Manjaris, that those Kayavyuha Manjaris of Radha that are directly expanded from our body are representing and embodying that particular Rati in Radharani's heart, by which she serves herself in the most intimate way with Shyam, without the Sakhis. That's called Babulas Rati. Those whose Rati attachment and Bhav arises in parallel in reflection of Radha's own heart, which the Sakhis really don't know, because they're expansions in another way, in Nayaka Bhav. So this is a beautiful point. So with this particular quality of particular guna, mahima, great quality of Radharani, that her footprints are so attractive and so absorbing, that all the Ashtasakhis and Tungavidya, of course, Lita Vishaka, all the Parama Prasya Sakhis who are dancing with Krishna in the Rasa dance, they're more preoccupied with Radharani's feet and the beauty of her feet and the beauty of her form than they are in their own loving experience and loving intimacies and directly in a lingata with Krishna. He's embracing them. Arm around their neck and arm around their waist, or holding their hand and arm around like this, dancing. Hand on this sucky, arm around this one, their arm around the waist. Lost in each other's loving embrace, but not lost. They're in the world, but not of the world. They're absorbed in the prema lingana, but their bodies are there, their hearts are there certainly, but also so much of their heart and attention is with Rishesri's Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe. Their full attention, full concentration is there. So this exhibits one of Radharani's qualities, which is listed here as the 24th quality, called Krishna Priya Avavali, like we say Deepavali. Avali means a row of, a series of. Chandravali means a row of moons, a series of moons. Deepavali means a row of, a series of ghee lamps, One, two, three, four, like around the banks of Radhakunda. In front of your deity, you might line up, especially it's meant, should be done in Kartik or some time to time, auspicious days, Sankranti, Ekadasi, Purnima, Amavasya, Uttanakasi, etc. You put in front of your deities a line of ghee lamps and you light them. That becomes a Deepavali offering to your Thakurji. Very much appreciated. Not only Radhakund in elaborate, very beautiful way, but you get 5, 7, 11, 21 like this ghee lamps. Little, not lamps, just you can get, we're little poor type people. So we get one stone and we line up the ghee wicks. It's something, our way of offering our heart's lights, lights of our heart. And we put there and we light Esha Deepam Sring Kalim Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha. And let them off, enjoy this flame. Because it's our heart's flame. So it comes in 5 branches and 9 branches and 21 and all branches. So this is an offering. So this Kartik month is the month to offer the flame of your heart. Every day of this month and this entire month, of course every day of your life, our lives. But especially this month is most appreciated to offer the flame of our hearts, the flame of our hearts, the heart's flame should be offered to Radha and Krishna Arishtadev during the month of Kartik. This is the month of lights in India. And holy March, April, Falgun, Maina, Gaur Purnim, Holy Purnim, that's the month of colors. Celebrate life. Celebrate the return of life. Winter is a time of death. Winter is a time of death. Annihilation. No grass, no leaves, no trees, no flowers, nothing. Death. Then that's aprakat, and then prakat. Then life comes, and then a celebration of life. The celebration like is called the Festival of Colors, when they describe India. The Festival of Colors, we say holy. And then this is the Festival of Lights. This is India has these different festivals. So lights means the lights of the light of the bhakta's hearts. So it's symbolic. And we want to show Krishna, my heart is burning. And we have so many phrases like that in America. My heart burns for you. The flame of my love. My heart's love flame. I don't know about Hindi, but I know English. Something. The flame of my heart. You're my flame. Latest flame. So we have the latest, our latest flame is our Ishtadev. So that quality is called Krishna Priya Avavali. Yeah, Krishna Priya Avavali Mukhya. She is the most, Radharani is the most prominent of all Krishna's sakis. She's the greatest among Krishna's girlfriends. Radharani is the chief gopi among those that are dear to Krishna. Krishna Priya Avavali Mukhya. Avali. Of all those, that row after row, gopi after gopi, that long row and series of gopis, 16,000 gopis, 108 gopis, 8 gopis, Ashra sakis. There's a mukhya, there's a chief, there's a main one in that, there's a bright flame, there's many flames burning. 25 watts, 25 watts, 25 watts. Then one candle flame is burning 25,000 watts. Oh, what's that candle? That candle is Radharani. And the 25 watt one is Shaibya and Padma and Chandra and Lalita and Vishaka and some of the, there's some from Radha's side and then Chandravali's side, Ashtasakis. And of all the totality in Padma Puran, Shaivya, Padma, Chandra, Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, like this. So the Radharani is at 25,000 flames of her love burning for Krishna. So she's the Avali, that Deepavali. When you think of Deepavali, you should think of Krishna Priyavali. Deepavali. Krishna Priya Avali. You have Deepavali. We have Krishna Priya Avali Ki. Krishna Priya Avali Ki. Krishna Priya Avali. This is the month of Krishna Priya Avali. Yes? No? Yes. Kartiki Devi Radharani Ki Jai. This is the light of love. All the ladies shine their love lights on Krishna. Yashoda shines her love light on Lala. He's bound by that light of her love. Radharani shines her love light on her Krishna. She ties him with a vine. This month in Bhavishya Puran, that other one, begins with Brahma Vaivart, Brahma Vaivart Puran, the story is there of Radha Damodar. Why during this month it's called Radha Damodar month? Because this month, Radharani bound Krishna with the light of her love. Because he was late. Brahma Vaivart Puran, he was late for Milan. Kunja Milan. Kunja Krita Lila. As usual. And in the Western world, ladies are always late. The men are on time. But in the spiritual world, Krishna is always late. All right. Finally. So he's always late and Radharani's on time. Usually, not all the time. We Mundris see it from a different viewpoint. Krishna, Radharani, don't go so fast. Let him sit in the kunj. Let him boil. Relax. Walk slowly. All right. So this, we see Krishna waiting in kunj for Radharani. Which is a fact. So it's not some of the time. For us, it's all the time. You wait. Our Swamini is just now coming. You know this phrase. Very popular in India. Started with Radharani. Krishna's asking, where is Radharani? Where is Radharani? I'm waiting. I went out. We hear so many leelas and so many bhajans by Chandidas. Radharani goes out and sweeps the kunj to the floor. She sweeps once and goes outside and sweeps. Then she comes in again and sweeps. Then she goes outside. And Lita says, Krishna's doing this. And Subala is saying, what are you doing? You swept outside. Then you swept inside. Then you went out again and swept outside. And then Krishna says, no, I didn't. I didn't sweep outside. Subala says, you're going crazy. You five times you swept the front porch, five times you swept the kunja. Subala, you don't know how to count. So there's so much anurag. He's so much anurag and separation. He doesn't even know he just swept. So he goes back. He makes the bed with the flowers and arranges it. Then he goes out and says, oh, Subala, I have to make the bed. This is not nice. And he remakes the bed. So many beautiful designs of flowers on the flower bed to make it look so attractive and inviting to lie on. Not just you throw some flower. Okay, here's the flower. Psh. Flower bed. Yeah, the border is red flowers, and then there's some design going with blue lotus in the center of the bed. There's a blue lotus in the center of the bed next to a golden lotus. Beautiful blossoming blue lotus flower and a golden lotus flower right in the center of the bed. Who is that? That's Radha and Krishna. Then they're surrounded by some pink roses, because that's their anurag. Then that's surrounded by some red roses. So that, you know, it's like this. So much symbolism and so much inviting feelings and bhava is conveyed just by the way Krishna makes the flower bed. So Radharani walks in and goes, sure, that's how he feels. Just by the way the flowers are arranged on the flower bed when Krishna when Radha comes there, she knows how Krishna feels about her. That's the 64 arts, arranging flowers. So Krishna knows he's Kalanidhi. And Radharani's Kalavati. In the Sakis, but she controls the Sakis. This is an example of Radharani's 24th or 25th quality. That she's the greatest of all the Krishna, that she's achieved. Krishna Priya Avali. So now, the Sakis, Radharani's Sakis, Paksha Sakis, and the other Sakis, when they're dancing in a Rasa dance, they're absorbed in Chandravali, Radha's Chandravali. What does that mean? That means they're looking at Rasheshri's Charna Lakshma. Rasheshri's Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe. Because they're looking at her footprints and they're looking at her feet which are leaving those footprints. They're watching Radharani's dancing feet. And on the end of Radharani's feet there are 10 toenails. And they're glimmering and shining like 1,000 moons. So those 10 toenails of Radharani are called an avali. Nakavali. Naka means toenail, nakavali. Nakavali. It's a row, the row of her, the series of her toenails and her fingernails like a series of moons, 24 moons, right? Krishna has 24 and a half, and that's Kam Gayatri. Radharani is 20, so Krishna says, I have a half more. You have a half more, but do you know, my dear Sham? My one chandra, my one nail, is more brilliant than your 24 and a half. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So therefore, this pastime of this line, Charna Lakshma Vikshamahe, illustrates and proclaims Radharani's 24th quality of Krishna Priya Avavali, Avavali Mukhya. Of all that series, all those thousands and thousands and rows of gopis, she is Krishna Priya alone, Mukhya, chief of all Krishna's dear ones. Praneshri Priyeshri Radharani Ki Jai.